But first, Haiti's prime minister has sacked the chief prosecutor after he asked a judge to charge the premier as a suspect in the murder of President Jovenel Moïse. The chief prosecutor had also asked immigration agents to bar Ariel Henry from leaving the country. President Moïse was assassinated in July, and court documents say the prime minister was called twice in the hours after his death by one of the main suspects. Well, Michael Dybert is an author and journalist who's covered Haiti for almost 25 years. His latest book is called Haiti Will Not Perish. He joins us now from Philadelphia. This is a rather extraordinary story and a rather extraordinary turn of events with the prime minister himself now implicated in this. What exactly is going on in Haiti?
Yes, it's an extremely convoluted state of affairs. I mean, as you mentioned, the president was murdered now a little over 2 months ago, and it was quite clear from the circumstances of his death that certainly his inner security was compromised. He was left essentially to be assassinated by these foreign mercenaries. And what's been swirling around are two things, essentially: who in his inner circle, security and political, was involved in his murder, and who the intellectual and financial authors were of it. And so this latest development, whereby the chief prosecutor was essentially calling for the sitting prime minister to be indicted for his alleged role in the murder, and the prime minister sacking that prosecutor, has just added to the furor and the tumult in Haiti.
Well, it's also added to the confusion somewhat, has it not? I mean, if the prosecutor has now been sacked, does this not cast even more doubt on the prime minister himself? And where does this leave the prime minister? I mean, does the order to prevent the prime minister from leaving the country, does that still stand now that the prosecutor has been sacked?
Well, I think one important is that the prime minister himself is ruling, if it can be called that, with extremely, I guess you might say, questionable legitimacy. I mean, he was named by a president who many had accused of overstaying his term in office, and had not, in fact, been officially invested in that position before Jovenel Moïse was killed. So the question of the legitimacy of the government, I think, is really up in the air right now for a lot of people in Haiti.
And what about the investigation overall? I mean, do you think Haiti will ever find out who killed Jovenel Moïse?
I think there's a lot of doubt among people in Haiti in terms of whether this investigation will be allowed to run its course. I mean, most of the people who have been arrested so far, I don't think anyone seriously thinks that they were the real money men or the real intellectual authors of this crime. And unfortunately, Haiti has this very long history of spectacular political assassinations, not necessarily leading up to the presidency, but with a lot of other people that have never really come to a satisfactory conclusion in terms of an investigation. I think a lot of people might want to see, some kind of a maybe international body investigate this crime.
Okay, well, it was great to get your thoughts and analysis. Thank you so much. It's author and journalist Michael Dybert joining us from Philadelphia.
Thank you.